You're listening to My Health, brought to you by the University of Michigan Health System. As a bright young cheerleader trying out for the high school varsity squad, 14-year-old Laura Jackson had everything going for her. But when a backflip went wrong during a tryout without a trained spotter on hand, Laura landed on her head, fracturing her neck and damaging her spinal cord. Laura is now paralyzed and breathes with the help of a ventilator.
It was the second day of tryouts, and that was like when you did tumbling, and I was getting ready to do a back tuck, and I wasn't prepared right, or I had done something wrong, and there was no real spotters there. So I had a girl that was just a couple years older than me spotting me, you know, and I was tall. I was, you know, 5'7", 5'8", and she was probably the same, you know, so it wasn't like she could catch me or anything. So I got ready, and I did the backflip, and I landed right on my head, and I remember just, like, laying there, and immediately I stopped breathing, like, within, you know, the first second I fell.
Cheerleading has become the leading cause of catastrophic injury in young female athletes, says Amy Miller-Bond, a team physician and clinician in the Department of Family Medicine at the University of Michigan Health System.
Cheerleading injuries are increasingly common. We know from data from the Consumer Product Safety Commission that rates of injuries have gone from nearly 5,000 in 1980 to close to 26 to 28,000 just in the past few years.
Cheerleading injuries appear to be on the rise, partly because of an increase in participants, but the sport has also changed significantly in the past 25 years. Cheerleading no longer consists of athletes standing on the sidelines rooting for a team. Miller-Bond explains.
If you want to be one of the better teams, competing at a better level and invited to some of the greatest competitions, you have to have a higher degree of activity with the risks that you're taking, the stunts that you're doing and involving in your activity. This no longer involves a simple small pyramid, but actually tossing people up into the air quite high, jumping off of pyramids and trying very risky stunts.
Miller-Bond believes that there aren't enough safety measures in place in schools. Many athletes will practice in places such as a backyard or a hard gym floor or a parking lot. There are often no supportive surfaces to shield them from falls. Participants also lack adequate supervision. If an adequately trained coach is not present to ensure participants are using proper techniques and to make sure spotters are placed where they should, injuries may occur. Miller-Bond recommends.
Resources that can be used to determine what safety recommendations are available for cheerleading involve such foundations as the National Cheer Safety Foundation. They have programs that they put on quite frequently and are accessible through the internet to find out what their recommendations are and things that parents can ask of the coach.
Andy McDonald, U of M Health System News. Thank you for listening to My Health. You can find more information on this and other topics at www.med.umich.edu.